So I've been here since 1994, October. I joined as a junior partner to Dr. Gowder and Dr. Benamati. They had a lamb gait surgery and I joined them.
What's kept you here for so long?
The patients, really. The patients are absolutely fantastic around here. They're very down to earth. They're very grateful for the help that I give them and that the practice gives them. The great team at Lamb Gates. I've worked with some amazing and wonderful people, and we sort of describe ourselves as a work family. Everybody looks after each other at work, and so it's been super amazing.
Why did you decide to retire?
So I decided to retire after 28 years of being a partner, and I've been a doctor for 33 years because I had breast cancer 2 years ago, and it makes you confront your own mortality. So although my breast cancer's cured, I had a lump removed and I had radiotherapy, it still makes you think life is very short. My husband has been retired for 4 years, and so he keeps asking me to go and play with him, and I haven't been able to up to now. So the other thing that I've done is I've made sure that the succession planning at Lamb Gates is all in place. So I'm leaving a wonderful partner, Dr. Amna Ahmed, and one of my junior doctors, Dr. David Gilliland, will be a partner here. And they're just a great team.
Will you miss it?
I absolutely miss it. I just love the work, I love the patients, I love my job. I will really, really miss it.
What have been the high points over the years?
So the high points have been my teaching. I've trained hundreds of junior doctors over the years, and each one of those is like a little child to me, that I love them, I nurture them, and I get them ready to be a GP and send them off in their life as a GP. And I've been doing that for 20 years and I absolutely love it. And that will be one of the most difficult things to sort of leave.
Has it been difficult throughout the pandemic?
So during the pandemic, Lamb Gates coped really, really well. We started with the online consultations before the start of the pandemic. So when the pandemic hit in March 2020, we were already up and running. So it really didn't affect us that much. And we were able to continue doing what we were doing, but doing the online triage. So we're amazingly well organised.
So what are you going to do with your retirement?
So I'm going to do lots of sport. My patients know I already run and mountaineer and climb and ski. So I'm going to do some of that with my husband. I go to France a lot, so I'm going to learn some more French. Spend more time with family and friends.